Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Now, today, once again, we're talking about the city of Bogota, Colombia, and something called Ciclovía, which is what they do on Sundays between the hours of 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. Yeah,
right.
They take 76 miles worth of streets in a very busy city of 6.8 million people.
Whoa.
And they shut them down to vehicles. They close them to cars and trucks and scooters and motorcycles. And you can only go there if you're walking, running, or riding a bike.
That's so cool. Then I won't be worried when I'm using my smartphone.
No.
I won't get run over.
You're supposed to exercise, though, not just stare at your phone all day.
That's right.
It's about exercising. It's about being healthy. And they did it because, well, back in the 1970s, they were worried that everybody was just driving everywhere.
Yeah.
People weren't exercising. It wasn't good for the city. It wasn't good for the people. So they decided to do something about it, and Ciclovía was the answer.
Ciclovía.
We're going to learn a lot more about Ciclovía today, so let's go ahead and get right into our article right now. Reading. Bogota closes its streets each Sunday. Bogota Mayor Enrique Peñalosa and his brother Gil Peñalosa both supported Ciclovía in the 1990s and early 2000s. Enrique Peñalosa improved the city's infrastructure for the program and paid for it with phone bill taxes and private donations. The main aim of Ciclovía is to help people stay healthy. The program not only reduces air pollution, but also gets people exercising. Bogota's Ciclovía has gotten nearby elderly citizens to walk 150 minutes or more each week, for example. What's more, it brings together people from different neighborhoods and social classes. Word of Ciclovía has spread, and now more than 400 cities around the world are creating programs to cut down on cars. However, not every city is ready for Ciclovía, specifically in the U.S. For cities in the U.S. to hold a Ciclovía event, it can cost up to $70,000. In Bogota, expenses are much lower due to the city's army of volunteers. With the right amount of organizing, any city can have its own Ciclovía and have a healthier city. Yesterday, at the end of the program, we were talking about how the program took off with the help of a very supportive mayor. So let's meet the mayor right now. It says Bogota Mayor Enrique Peñalosa and his brother Gil Peñalosa both supported Ciclovía in the 1990s and early 2000s. So they thought, this is a good idea. I'm going to support it. I'm going to do things to make sure that it succeeds, in other words.
Great job. Okay, 所以在1990年代到2000年初呢，这个波哥大的市长，我们昨天最后的课文有提到，他非常支持 Ciclovía， 对不对 ？Enrique， OK， 以及他的弟弟， OK， 就是Gil， 他非常支持 Ciclovía 这样子一个想法。
Enrique Peñalosa improved the city's infrastructure for the program and paid for it with phone bill taxes and private donations. So this is how they made it work. If you're going to have people exercising on the roads, you need to improve the infrastructure. Infrastructure just means all the different things that come together to make a city work, basically. Often when we're talking about infrastructure, we're talking about roads. We're talking about where you drive, where you ride a bike, where you walk. Sidewalks, of course, would be an example of infrastructure. All the pipes underneath the road, that's infrastructure. The power system, the water, all infrastructure. So that needed to be improved or made better. They need money to do that. That doesn't come for free. They have to pay for it somehow. So they put taxes on phone bills. So just take a little bit of money from people's phone bills and use it for this project. And also private donations. Private here just means it comes from individual citizens who have some extra money and said, okay, I want to donate or give this money to you so you can make this project happen.
Okay, 所以呢，这个 Enrique 他为了这个活动而提升了市区的什么 infrastructure， 就是基础建设。Okay， 不要忘记咯，就是如果你要让他就是非常的就是安全，就是都不需要，就是大家就可以在那边骑脚踏车啊，或者是做自己的事情。这个 infrastructure 是很重要，所以 infrastructure 是包含什么呢？刚刚就老师有提到的，当然就是 roads 哦，就是街道啦，或是 sidewalks 人行道之类，或者是像是pipes 哦 ，or power system water， 对不对？还有下水道啊，公路、铁路等等，我们都要去考量。那当然这会需要很多的钱，那钱从哪里？来哦，这个市长是靠着电话账单的税收，就是 phone bill taxes， 以及什么呢 ？private donations， OK， 也就是这个私人捐款来支付费用。其中的 private 当然就是私人的，相反词当然就是 public， OK， 就是公共的意思。比方像是我们可以提到 a private beach or private property， 有个私人的一块地这样子的意思哦。Donation 当然就是指这个捐赠，或者是就是捐。
Now, the main aim of Ciclovia is to help people stay healthy. Aim here just means the goal or the purpose of the project. So, yeah, it wasn't just to get cars off the streets. It's to help people exercise so they can be healthy, healthy and happy and productive members of society.
OK， 当然咯，这个 Ciclovia 主要的目的当然就是帮助人们怎么样 stay healthy， 保持身体健康。The program not only reduces air pollution, but also gets people exercising. Yay! OK， 所以 not only but also 其实是对等连接词，要连接两个对等的字啦、片语或是子句，有着不但怎么样，而且怎么样。OK， 大家有没有发现？那其实我们也可以。用倒装的方式，我们也可以说 ，Not only does the program reduce air pollution, but it also gets people exercising。我们也可以这样子去来写哦。不过注意哦，由 not only 衔接的子句要倒装的话，这个逗点后面的主要字句就。主要子句就不用倒装哦。那我们刚刚有提到的 reduce 这个动词其实就是 decrease 减少啦降低这样子的意思。For example, we're trying to reduce our debts and we also saw the word pollution. What does it mean, Joe?
Pollution means all the harmful substances that go into our air or into our water. For example, plasticis a form of pollution in the oceans, or the exhaust, the kind of smoke that comes out of the back of your car, that's a big source of pollution as well.
Okay, pollution 当然就是污染的意思，那 pollute 就是它的动词 P-O-L-L-U-T-E, 就是像是空气、水或是土壤等等的污染的意思。For example, you could say the fish are dying from pollution. Oh, how sad. Okay, 所以课文提到就是这活动不止减少了空气污染，也还能使人们起身运动哦。
Bogota's Ciclovia has gotten nearby elderly citizens to walk 150 minutes or more each week, for example. So it's getting people out of their homes, off their couches, it's making them more active. We're talking about elderly citizens, so people who are older, perhaps they are senior citizens, 65 years of age and up, and they're walking 150 minutes or more each week, so spending over 2 hours, 2.5 hours, walking around and getting some exercise.
That's really good. Okay, 所以举个例子来讲，人们要怎么起身运动？他说，波哥大的附近的年长的居民每周出来走动是超过哇哦150分钟哎。And what's more, it brings together people from different neighborhoods and social classes. 而且呢，再加上呢，它还有帮助聚集来自不同的街区啦，或者是社会阶层的人。Neighborhood 其实就是街区或者是邻近地区这样的意思，因为大家其实都知道 neighbor 就是有邻居的意思。So maybe I could say something like, they bought a house in a beautiful or quiet neighborhood. Now we could also use this word before another noun, like the neighborhood school or the neighborhood park. Now sometimes we could talk about the neighborhood as the people who live near each other. For example, the whole neighborhood heard about it.那我们常常还会用片语 in the neighborhood 来表示附近怎么样 in the area that is close to something. So if I ask, is there a grocery store in the neighborhood? I'm asking, is there a grocery store close by?
Next, we learn that word of Ciclovia has spread, and now more than 400 cities around the world are creating programs to cut down on cars. We're talking about the wordThat has spread. That just means the news has gotten around to other people, to other cities. People have heard about it, in other words. And now we've got more than 400 cities around the world creating similar programs to cut down on cars. To cut down on something means to reduce. Remember, we just saw that word, reduce, to make something less or to make something smaller. If you're trying to cut down on something, it means you're trying to do something less or have less of something. Cut down on cars means let's have less people drive, less cars out on the roads for a healthier and happier society.
OK, 在 Ciclovia 这活动的消息传开后，这里我们提到的 word spread, word spreads, or words of Ciclovia has spread. OK, 就是消息传开的意思。因为常常我们会说 people are spreading the word about his book. That just means people are telling others about his book. OK, 所以他传开之后，现在有超过400个城市效仿要降低车辆。这里我们用 cut down on something 来表示降低啦或是减少的意思。For example, I've had to cut down on the amount of money I spent on clothes.
Yes, we all have to cut down on something eventually. Cutting down on money you spend, cutting down on junk food, cutting down on cars. These are all things that you can cut down on. However, not every city is ready for Ciclovia. Specifically in the U.S., we use the word specifically when we want to narrow something down or to get specific. In other words, we ought to talk about something directly. So some cities in the U.S. are not ready for Ciclovia for some reason.
OK, 所以呢然而并不是每个城市都担当得起 Ciclovia。确切的说在美国就是如此啦。这里我们用 specifically, 就是确切的说特别的。那 specific 就是它的形容词有特定的啦专门的这样子的意思。OK, so for example, I could talk about, this show is aimed specifically at a female audience. OK, now for cities in the US to hold a Ciclovia eventIt can cost up to $70,000. That's a lot of money. 所以如果美国的城市要举办一个 Ciclovia, 费用是高达$70,000哎。
In Bogota, expenses are much lower due to the city's army of volunteers. So it doesn't cost that much. It doesn't cost $70,000 to do it in Colombia because they have an army of volunteers. Army doesn't mean like they're soldiers. It means they have a lot of people. For example, we could say like a band has an army of fans, for example. It means they have a lot of fans.There they have volunteers, people who do things for free. If you're a volunteer, you don't charge money for doing something.And, this keeps the expenses, or the amount of money you have to spend to do something, low. And due to just means because of, or the cause of something.
Okay, so expense 当然就是指花费啦费用啊 For example, we need to find a way to control expenses. 那通常我们要说减少费用我们常常会用 cutting back on expenses 来表示哦 Okay, 那我们刚刚有提到就是、due to, 就是因为由于这样子的意思 Due to the bad weather, the game was canceled. Okay, 因为这个天气不佳，所以比赛就被取消了。那刚刚有提到，就是 the city's army of volunteers. Okay, army 呢，在这里呢，其实不是指军队，它就是很大批、大量、大一大群这样子的意思。Volunteer 当然就是指志工的意思啦，所以刚刚的课文提到，就是在波哥大的费用相对比较低，是由于呢他们有着大批的志工当这个靠山哦。
Now, with the right amount of organizing, the article ends off by saying, any city can have its own ciclovia and have a healthier city. So you just need to get organized, get people together.Probably need some volunteers to keep the expenses or the cost down, but any city can do this. Even in Taipei or Taichung or Kaohsiung, we could probably do this if they really wanted to. So, perhaps if your city doesn't already have a ciclovia-type program, maybe you guys could...Get it started. Get the ball rolling.
Rolling.
Talk to your elected officials. Write to the mayor and say, hey, I just heard about this idea on English for You. They did it in Bogota. We can do it
so can we.
Here as well. Let's get people exercising just like they did in Bogota. That brings us to the end of the program. We're almost out of time. Before we go, though, let's have our For You chat.For You Chat.
So, I already mentioned I can't ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for her For You Chat question, it says, do you prefer to walk or ride a bicycle? Why? Well, I would want to say I would prefer to ride a bike, but I can't ride a bike. So, yeah, I have to stick to walking then. What about you?
I like to walk, actually.
Wow.
I like to travel, like, slowly through the city. I find it's a good way to get a feel for a city, especially if I'm in a new place.
Right.
You experience it more slowly. You take your time. You look around. And it's a good way to get exercise.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't own a bike. I haven't been on a bike in a long time.
You could get a new bike.
I could get a U-bike.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good.
Yeah.
In cities like Taipei and around the world, they have bike share programs. But I do like to walk. I like to go slowly and take my time. And it's still good exercise. People think, like, you need to be running or jogging and moving quickly to get exercise. But walking
Probably
is very...
bad for the knees.
Yeah, it can be. It actually can be. So walking is a good form of exercise. Anything that gets you moving is good for you. So whether you walk or ride a bicycle, the main thing is just getting out there and keeping active. So we hope you've enjoyed learning about a program that does just that, Ciclovia in Bogota.
Ciclovia.
And we hope you guys get out and get some exercise sometime soon as well. Until the next edition of English for You, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bogota closes its streets each Sunday. Bogota Mayor Enrique Peñalosa and his brother Gil Peñalosa both supported Ciclovia in the 1990s and early 2000s. Enrique Peñalosa improved the city's infrastructure for the program and paid for it with phone bill taxes and private donations. The main aim of Ciclovia is to help people stay healthy. The program not only reduces air pollution, but also gets people exercising. Bogota's Ciclovia has gotten nearby elderly citizens to walk 150 minutes or more each week, for example. What's more, it brings together people from different neighborhoods and social classes. Word of Ciclovia has spread,And now more than 400 cities around the world are creating programs to cut down on cars. However, not every city is ready for Ciclovia, specifically in the U.S. For cities in the U.S. to hold a Ciclovia event, it can cost up to $70,000. In Bogota, expenses are much lower due to the city's army of volunteers.With the right amount of organizing, any city can have its own Ciclovia and have a healthier city.
Vocabulary Review.
Private. This land is private. You can't just go onto it without asking first. Reduce. I want to lose weight. Perhaps I should reduce how much food I eat. Pollution. The air pollution is bad here because of all the scooters and factories. Neighborhood. The family moved to a different neighborhood because it was close to a good school. Specifically, I didn't like the food at the restaurant. Specifically, the meat was not cooked well. Expense. Lucy keeps an eye on her family's expenses to make sure they save money.